As the school year begins and children return to school, a Christian-based nonprofit organization is ensuring no child goes hungry by feeding young minds through a free brown bag lunch program. Kids Club has provided local families with a number of child care and development programs since 1990. It offers licensed child care to 450 children every day, throughout the year. The programs are delivered by a staff of 70 operating from various schools, churches, halls and recreation centers. It started its brown bag lunch program in 2000 to address the plight of children arriving at school without any food for the whole day. Educators find young students' energy, attention in class and the ability to retain teaching improves after receiving adequate nutrition. During the school year, the program provides 3,200 nutritious lunches monthly to students attending elementary and middle schools in the Saanich, Victoria, and Sooke school districts. Not all of the schools in the three school districts participate in the program, with educators typically identifying students who they feel may benefit from the program. "We work with schools to identify students from families who may be struggling financially," said Michelle Zielinski, executive director of the Vancouver Island Kids Club Center. "We are very discreet, sometimes slipping lunches into backpacks so that other students don't see." The program runs Monday to Friday during the school year, with some students receiving up to two meals a day. Some needy children, who attend the Kids Club summer, Christmas and spring break camps, may continue to receive free lunches for the remainder of the year. The organization also provides free meals for women and children, who are fleeing domestic violence and abuse, sheltering at the Victoria Women's Transition House. The Victoria Foundation and Rotary Club Victoria Harbourside are among a host of organizations, private individuals and staff who have donated to make the program possible. "The funding has really helped us to purchase nutritious food to go into the lunches and continue the program," said Zielinski. "Unfortunately, we have seen an increase in need. Coupled with a shortage in manpower to deliver the meals, we are currently maxed out, with a waitlist of families wishing to join the program." Parai at timescolonist.com.